Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org for Wednesday, October 24th, 2007. In the West Bank, Israeli forces invade several cities, kidnapping five. In the Gaza Strip, meanwhile, one Qassam Brigade member is killed. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli military forces invaded several areas of the West Bank in the early hours of Monday morning. In the south of the region, a total of five civilians were kidnapped from the cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, and the nearby Aida refugee camp. In the northern West Bank, Israeli forces invaded the cities of Jenin and Nablus and the refugee camps of Balata and Askar. No abductions or injuries were reported in either attack. Sources in the Hamas movement on Wednesday stated that Fatah allied security forces had kidnapped at least 21 members of Hamas during dawn attacks in several parts of the region. Hamas claims that members were kidnapped from the central West Bank city of Ramallah and the northern West Bank cities of Nablus, Salfit and Jenin. Israeli media sources reported that three Israeli settlers from the illegal settlement of Ariel, located in the northern part of the West Bank, were injured in a drive-by shooting on Wednesday morning. One man was seriously injured and was moved to an Israeli hospital for treatment. Security reports indicate that a car opened fire at the settlers near Ariel settlement and fled the scene. In other news, a small Christian Baptist church was burned down in the centre of Jerusalem in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Initial police reports indicate that Jewish extremists may have been to blame for the attack. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, announced on Wednesday that one member had been killed while executing a so-called special operation. The group identified the man as Mohammed Mohammed, 22, but released no further information on the activist's death. Various Palestinian groups on Tuesday night announced the shelling of Israeli areas adjacent to the Gaza Strip in retaliation for the events at the Negev Detention Centre and the assassination of a senior member of the Popular Resistance Committees. Shells were fired at the Israeli towns of Sidrot and Ashkelon, the military posts of Kisifim, and the border checkpoints of Kiryat Shalom and Sufa. Israeli media reported that one shell struck a house in Sidrot, but no other damage or injuries were reported. Military chiefs on Tuesday recommended that Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak impose an additional set of sanctions on the import of goods and supplies to the Gaza Strip. Military officials recommended a new set of harsh limitations on the import of fuel, supplies and everyday goods, with Israeli media reporting that the sanctions are thought to include a suggestion that the electricity supply is cut for several hours each time a homemade shell is fired from the coastal region. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by John Smith and Ghassan Benoura.